Prague has joined a number of world cities in providing an unusual experience, wining and dining in utter darkness. The restaurant is called Under Cover of Night. It is located in Prague's Voršilská Street, and its owners promise an unforgettable evening out, explaining that the loss of vision sharpens the other four senses, turning a meal into a culinary adventure. The restaurant is divided into two sections, a lit one and a dark one, where anything that could provide even a chink of light is utterly prohibited. Diners are requested to put their luminous watches, mobiles and battery light key rings into the restaurant's safekeeping and are told their waiter's name and table number before being led to the dining room proper. After that, they're in the dark for the rest of the evening, dependent utterly on the remaining four senses and the waiter. People who have tried it either love it or hate it. For those who are not afraid to tackle a challenge, the good news is that the food allegedly tastes better than ever. One's taste buds are more receptive to even the plainest dishes, and the fact that one can't see what's on one's plate and what you're just putting into your mouth makes it more exciting yet. Although you can share your experience with your companion, dinner is accompanied by a cultural program, an audio recording of a play, book or erotic stories. The restaurant is the first of its kind in the Czech Republic and, as I said, its owners promise a memorable dining experience. Some goofs are really bad, and the one that happened during a friendly match between the Czech Republic and Lithuania this week left the Czech Football Union squirming with shame. Somehow or other, the organizer got Lithuania and Latvia mixed up, and as a result, the Lithuanian team was treated to the sight of the Latvian flag and forced to listen to the Latvian anthem at the start of the game. Most of the visiting team's players pulled faces and put their arms on their hips, looking around the stadium in disbelief. To demonstrate their disgust, they stretched their muscles and otherwise exercised while they played the Czech national anthem. The organizers tried to prevent the ill-fated leaflets with a wrong flag, state name and capital city from getting into the hands of the visiting team, but failed. The Lithuanians took a few home as souvenirs of the crazy land they'd visited. The head of the Czech Football Union, Václav Tichý, says he is still trying to live down the shame. "It is a terrible faux pas," he told the media. "There is just nothing you can say or do to erase it." Of course, the man whose poor English was responsible for the mix-up was sacked on the spot, and the speaker of the Czech Football Union handed in his resignation. All this when the Czechs should have been celebrating their 2-0 victory. A hen in the town of Pohřany has made headlines by hatching a family of 8 ducklings. Unfazed by their unexpected appearance, she is taking care of her brood as any good mother hen. Farmer František Zavřel says this may be because she had never hatched any chickens of her own before the incident. She is somewhat frustrated, though, that her efforts to teach them to forage for food are proving highly unsuccessful, simply because it is something that ducks do not do. It will be interesting to see what she makes of the fact that her ducklings will soon be taking to the water. Efforts are being made to turn Prague into a cleaner city. The town hall is planning to introduce a new regulation against littering, on the grounds of which people can be fined up to 30,000 crowns for tossing a cigarette butt or chewing gum onto the street. And this week, a group of people from Prague's Žižkov district took it upon themselves to highlight the district's problem with dog excrement. They passed through every street in Žižkov, sticking a little flag in each offending pile and spraying it a bright colour. Prague still has a major problem making dog owners clean up after their pets, although the police have collected a quarter of a million crowns in fines for this particular offence. Balloon rides, once thought of as an exotic adventure, have become increasingly popular in the Czech Republic. In fact, companies which provide the service are talking about a ballooning boom. People give each other a balloon ride as a gift, and some are so enchanted by the experience they come back for more. Indeed, a few have ended up buying their own balloons, which is a very expensive hobby, since a hot air balloon comes at the price of a luxury vehicle, 1 million crowns. The film Empties, which premiered last year and featured a balloon ride, is set to have doubled public interest in ballooning, and this year hundreds turned up for Brno's summer balloon jam. Given the enormous interest, Brno Airport agreed to make an exception and allow a mass ascension at 3 a.m., giving several dozen enthusiasts the chance to view the sunrise from a balloon. Most agencies organize group flights for the price of 5,000 crowns. That's just over $300. But if you want a romantic flight for two, you'd have to fork out 13,000, or close to $1,000. Those who have tried it say it's worth every haller. And finally, some gardeners really have green thumbs. Last week, two Slovak brothers gave the Pelhřimov Museum of Records and Curiosities a wonder tree as a gift. The tree was originally a plum, but by clever grafting, the brothers turned it into a multi-fruit tree. It is expected to bear apricots, plums, pears, nectarines, and almonds. The brothers say it is their way of celebrating Slovakia's entry to the European Union. This particular tree was planted in the museum's garden and will hopefully grace the premises for years to come. The director has promised that if the tree bears all of the mentioned fruits, then he will have them distilled and send the Slovak brothers the best fruit brandy they ever tasted. Well, talk about fruitful cooperation within the European Union.